Now, if you're not already, step into the Great Hall. This room was designed with references to the English manorial style and features dark wood paneling and neo-Gothic stained glass windows, like what you might see in a grand country house in England. This was the main space where the original owners, the Vanderbilts, entertained guests. The ceilings were much higher and included oriel windows and a minstrel gallery and dark wood floors. The Duke family, however, commissioned architect Horst Schrembauer to redesign the space to house their art collection. Doris continued to add to this collection and chose to display objects that complemented her parents' taste. Doris, as a collector, paid homage to her parents' collection as a way for her to honor their legacy. This room is a good example of the collecting tastes of Doris's parents, which in turn reflects the tastes of many others of their generation. An art collection like this was necessary to show off their social status, their knowledge of quote-unquote exotic cultures, and their gentility. The Dukes live surrounded by beauty and objects that define their class, culture, and taste, but at Rough Point, you will notice that it feels different than many of the other Gilded Age mansions you may have already visited, because it was a lived-in home with a collection and design that was constantly being updated throughout the 20th century. Here in this room, Doris displayed an Anthony van Dyck portrait of the Earl of Newport and Lord Goring, English nobles from the mid-17th century. It is a large work of art to the right of the doorway to the next room, and positioned the portrait across from art collected by her father. The tapestries in this room tell the story of European Renaissance court life, and it is likely that the wall was designed specifically to display these, as they are exactly the right height for the tapestries. The tapestries are also examples of craftsmen, or rather, craftswomanship. To find out more about these tapestries and other stories of objects made, shaped, and collected by women, look for the blue and gold labels, or click on the link to the women exhibit below. You will also see examples of Chinese export porcelain throughout the museum, some of which were originally collected by James Duke and others that were acquired by Doris as her interest in Eastern art and culture developed. Before you head into the next room, take a moment to look at the object underneath the portrait of a young woman. What do you think it might be? It is a curiosity cabinet dating from the late 17th century from Spain. Each of the drawers would hold mysterious or curious specimens from the natural world. This is really a museum in itself, and a way that people used to organize, display, and make sense of the world before the modern system of museums and libraries. It is likely not a coincidence that Doris places curiosity cabinet or mini museum in this room, the room that acted as a museum for her parents' collection of art. Now you may spend some more time in this room or continue your exploration of the house.